This is Pastor Dale Swartz, and I welcome you to another broadcast of The Voice of Tomorrow. The Voice of Tomorrow is brought to you the same time each week by Kingdom Ministries Incorporated. Kingdom Ministries was created to clearly and simply proclaim the message of God's kingdom that is yet to come. The kingdom of God was the message in Jesus' preaching. It was a message that was near and dear to the heart of Jesus. It was on his lips throughout his ministry as he taught the kingdom of God, what it was, who he was, the king of that kingdom. And he taught the things that might be taking place in that kingdom. He showed us examples of what the kingdom is going to be like through the miracles that he performed. And he told stories called parables that illustrated what the kingdom of God is going to be like. The kingdom of God is a reality. It's going to be coming to us, and Jesus himself is going to reign over the kingdom of God. It's God's perfect kingdom, having this world be perfect the way God originally intended it. I would like to have you become a student of God's word, to read it and study it and to understand it. And through the passages that I give you week by week, I encourage you to write those verses down and go back and analyze them a second time and a third time to verify the things that I'm sharing with you from the Word of God. Paul told Timothy that he needed to study to show himself approved, to be a workman that needed not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. 2 Timothy 2:15. The people that Paul encountered at the city of Berea in one of his missionary journeys were found to be more noble than people in other cities because the people of Berea studied to see if the things that Paul was telling them were indeed factual, and they found that they were. The Apostle Paul was telling them the truths of God's word and what was going to be taking place, what the scriptures were showing was coming in the future. He was preaching Jesus Christ. He was preaching the kingdom of God. And Paul established churches throughout the known world at that time through Asia and Asia Minor. And these people in Berea were more noble because they studied to see if those things were indeed true. That's what I'd like you to do. So I'd like to have you get a piece of paper and a pencil or pen and write down the passages that I'm going to mention to you today. And we're going to look at a couple passages as we continue looking at this subject of resurrection. The past couple weeks, we found from the Bible how, particularly in the Gospel of John in chapter 11, in the story of Lazarus, Jesus compares death to a sleep. Jesus compares death to a sleep. In death, there is no knowledge of the passing of time. Death is a very, very sound sleep that only Jesus can wake a person up from. And he will do that when he returns. But 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter, verses 16 and 17 say that the Lord himself will ascend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise. We who are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord will rise to meet the Lord in the air at that time. And I think that, you know, that's an exciting time that's in our future. I personally, if I see the world events around us and the world seemingly getting worse and worse, I see prophecy being fulfilled before our very eyes. We're living in a very exciting time, and we're seeing God's word being fulfilled, and we're going to see more things in God's word fulfilled as we move to the end of time. I believe Jesus could come in our lifetime. I believe that if not in my lifetime, very possibly in the lifetime of my children, particularly my grandchildren, as they see the world getting worse and worse. And it is the coming of Jesus that the people of the New Testament churches longed for. Jesus told parables about his leaving, going away for a certain period of time and coming back and bringing his reward with them at that time. The goal of every person of God, the goal of the church, of every Christian, from the Bible's perspective, is the resurrection of the dead when Jesus himself returns. From the beginning of his ministry, Jesus talked about the kingdom of God. He talked about a message of repentance. The people needed to prepare themselves for the coming of the Messiah. They needed to change their ways. In Mark, the first chapter, verses 14 and 15, Jesus came preaching the gospel of God, preaching the gospel that people should repent. And he preached the coming kingdom of God. The message that Jesus preached was one of preparation, that people should repent and change their ways. The message that Jesus preached identified himself as the Messiah. Peter makes his great confession in Matthew chapter 16, starting with verse 13. As Jesus asked his disciples a very pointed question, he said, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And a variety of opinions arose as the disciples told Jesus who the general population of people in that time were thinking he might be. The disciples said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elijah, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." Then Jesus said to them, "But whom say ye that I am? Who do you guys think I am? You've been with me through this first year, year and a half of my ministry. Who do you think I am from the things that you've seen, from the things you've heard? Whom do you say that I am?" And Simon Peter, verse 16 of chapter 16 of Matthew, Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." What Peter said was true. Jesus was the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus was the Son of the living God, not God himself. He was the Son of the living God. And the scripture makes that very clear. Jesus was the Son of God. And this realization had been made known to Peter by God, Jesus' Father, through what Peter had observed Jesus saying and what Jesus was doing. After Peter made that great confession, Jesus moves into a second phase of his ministry. He has been talking from the beginning of his ministry about the kingdom of God, that the people should repent and prepare for the kingdom. He moves into a second phase, and we find this in verse 21 of Matthew chapter 16. It says, "From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and the scribes and be killed and be raised again from the third day." He began to foretell his death to the disciples. The disciples now knew and understood who Jesus was. He was the Messiah, the anointed one promised Israel. Christ in the New Testament is not Jesus' last name. Christ is a title that means God's anointed one, the one God has chosen. And Christ is a Greek term that means God's anointed. The counterpart in the Old Testament, which was the Old Testament written in Hebrew, the Hebrew term for God's anointed is the Messiah. You need to remember that in Jesus' day, the New Testament had not been written. what Jesus had at his disposal and what he talked about. And when in John chapter 5, and he spoke to the leaders and he said, you search the scriptures, for in them you think they you find life, and it is they that speak of me. Those scriptures was the Hebrew Bible, the Hebrew scriptures, the Old Testament. And it was from the Old Testament that Jesus was teaching and preaching the message of the coming kingdom, a message of repentance, a message that the people should prepare for one greater than Moses who was going to come to rule and to reign, one that was going to come and set up a kingdom. All this is from the Old Testament. The New Testament hadn't even been written yet in Jesus' day. And it was written in Hebrew. And the people in Jesus' day knew clearly the illustrations that he used. It was a Jewish book about Jewish people. We serve a Jewish Messiah, and the Bible today still needs to be looked at through Jewish eyes to properly understand the customs and the sayings of Jesus at what he's told them in his day. We get a lot of confusion today from Scripture because people do not look at the Scriptures from a Jewish point of view, from Jewish customs, through Jewish eyes, as if it were. We look through Greek eyes, and a lot of false ideas from mythology came into the church as a result of looking at it through Greek philosophies. It needs to be looked at through Jewish eyes, and we're going to be talking more about what Jesus said regarding this truth that Peter had made, that he was the Christ, the Son of the living God. And I hope you'll tune in again next week as we continue our study. Become a student of God's Word. Check out the Old Testament and see if the passages in the Old Testament do not foretell the coming of Jesus. He is the Messiah. He's the one you're waiting for. May God bless.